This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of March, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you are very lucky because you don't have any concerns other than to remember the Father. This Father, however, still has many concerns. Question. What are the signs of the Father's worthy children? Answer. They continue to link the intellect of everyone in yoga with the Father. They are serviceable. They study well and teach others. They are seated in the Father's heart. Only such worthy children glorify the Father's name. Those who don't study fully spoil things for others. This too is fixed in the drama. Song. Claim blessings from the Mother and the Father. Om Shanti. In every home there are parents and 2 to 4 children who then ask for blessings, etc. That is a limited matter, and it has been remembered with regard to the limited. No one even knows anything about the unlimited. You children now know that you are the sons and daughters of the unlimited Father. Those parents are limited. You claim blessings from the limited mothers and fathers. This is the unlimited Mother and the Father. Those limited parents also take care of their children. Then a teacher teaches them. You children now know that that one is the unlimited Mother and Father, the unlimited teacher, and the unlimited Satguru. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Guru. He is the one who speaks the truth, who teaches the truth. Children are number wise. In a physical home, when there are 2 to 4 children, so much care has to be taken of them. Here there are so many children. News of the children arrives from so many centres. This child is like this. This one is behaving in a devilish way. This one upsets others, and this one creates obstacles. This father would be concerned, would he not? He is Prajapita, the father of humanity, is he not? He is concerned about so many children. Therefore, Baba says, you children can stay in remembrance of the Father very well. This one has 1,000 concerns. There is the one concern anyway, and then there are 1,000 other concerns. So many children have to be taken care of. Maya is also a great enemy. She peels off the skin of some very well. She catches hold of some by the nose and others by their plait. So he has to think about all of them. Nevertheless, he has to stay in remembrance of the unlimited Father. You are the children of the unlimited Father. You say, why should I not follow the Father's Srimat and claim my full inheritance from him? Not everyone can move forward to the same extent, because this is a kingdom that is being established. This cannot enter anyone else's intellect. This is a very elevated study. When you have attained that sovereignty, you do not know how that kingdom was established. The task of establishing that kingdom is very wonderful. You are now experienced. Previously, even this one did not know who he was or how he has taken 84 births. he has now understood. You also say, Baba, you are that same one. This aspect has to be understood very clearly. The Father only comes at this time and explains everything. At this time, no matter how much of a millionaire or a billionaire someone may be, the Father says, all of that money, etc., is to turn to dust. How much time is left anyway? You listen to the news on the radio or you read the newspapers. Look what is happening. Day by day, fighting continues to increase a great deal. Everything is becoming entangled. All of them are fighting amongst themselves and dying. It is understood from the preparations that are being made that war is about to start at any time. The world doesn't know what is happening or what will happen. Amongst you too, there are very few who fully understand and stay in happiness. We are in this world for just a few more days. We now have to move towards the Karmatit stage. Each one has to make effort for himself. Each of you is making effort for yourself. However much any of you do, you will attain that much fruit. You have to make effort for yourself and also inspire others to make effort and show everyone the path. This old world is to end. Baba has now come to establish a new world. Therefore, study this study for the new world before this destruction takes place. God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga. Beloved children, you have performed a great deal of devotion. You have been in the kingdom of Ravan for half a cycle. No one even knows who Rama is or how the kingdom of Rama was established. Only you Brahmins know all of this. Amongst you there are also some who know nothing at all. The worthy children of the Father are those who link everyone's intellect in yoga with the one Father. Those who are serviceable and study well are seated in the Father's heart. Some are unworthy. They also do disservice instead of service. They break the intellect's yoga of others away from the Father. This too is fixed in the drama. According to the drama, this is predestined. What would those who don't study fully do? They would also spoil others. This is why you children are also told, follow the Father. Keep the company of the children who are serviceable and who are seated in Baba's heart. You can ask, whose company should I keep? Baba will instantly tell you whose company is very good. There are many who keep such company that they are coloured in the wrong way. It is also remembered, good company takes you across, bad company drowns you. If bad company influences you, you will be completely destroyed. In a home too, maids and servants are needed. Servants are also needed for the subjects. A whole kingdom is being established. Very broad and unlimited intellects are needed for this. Therefore, now that you have found the unlimited Father, take Srimat from him and follow it. Otherwise, your status will be destroyed for nothing. This is a study. If you fail this now, you will continue to fail for birth after birth, cycle after cycle. If you study well now, you will continue to study well cycle after cycle. What status would those who don't study well attain? They themselves understand. We don't do any service at all. Many are cleverer than we are. Only the clever ones are invited to give lectures. So those who are clever will surely attain a high status too. I am not doing as much service, so I will not be able to attain a high status. A teacher can understand his students. He teaches every day. He also keeps a register. A register of their studies as well as their behaviour is kept. It is like that here too. The main thing in this is yoga. If your yoga is good, your behaviour too will be good. However, sometimes, while studying, there is ego. Here, you have to make incognito effort to have remembrance. This is why many reports come, "Baba, I cannot stay in yoga." Baba has explained, remove the word yoga. Can you not remember the Father, the one from whom you receive your inheritance? It is a wonder. The Father says, O souls, you don't remember me, your Father. I have come to show you the path. Remember me and your sins will be burnt away in this fire of yoga. On the path of devotion, human beings continue to stumble around so much. They bathe in the very cold water at the Kumbh Mela. They tolerate so many difficulties. Here there is no difficulty. Those who are first-class children will become the true lovers of the One Beloved and continue to remember him. When they go for a walk, they sit in solitude in a garden and remember him. When you engage yourselves in any form of gossip, etc., the atmosphere is spoilt. Whatever time you have, practice remembering the Father. Become first-class lovers of the True Beloved. The Father says, don't keep photos of bodily beings. Only keep the photo of the one Shiv Baba, whom you have to remember. Say, for example, you want to continue to remember the world cycle. Then the pictures of the Trimurti and the cycle are first class. The entire knowledge is in them. Your title, Spinners of the Discus of Self-Realization, is meaningful. If someone new were to hear this title, he would not be able to understand it. Only you children understand it. There are some of you who remember Baba very well, and there are also many who don't remember Baba at all. They even spoil everything for themselves. This study, however, is very easy. The Father says, with silence, you will have victory over science. The words science and silence have the same initial and sound the same. In the military, they are made to have 3 minutes silence. Human beings also want to have peace. You know that the place of peace is definitely Brahmand, the great Brahm element, where we souls, such tiny points, reside. That tree of all souls must be really wonderful. human beings also say, in the middle of the forehead shines an amazing, unique star. They make a very tiny tilak of gold and place it there. The soul too is a point. The father comes and sits beside it. No one, not even sages or sannyasis, etc., knows his own soul. When they don't know about souls, how could they know the supreme soul? Only you Brahmins know about souls and the supreme soul. Those of other religions cannot know. Only now do you know how such a tiny soul plays his whole part. They have many satsangs, yet they understand nothing at all. This one too adopted many gurus. The father now says, those are all gurus of the path of devotion. There is only the one guru on the path of this knowledge. The single-crowned kings bow their heads in front of the idols of double-crowned kings. They bow down because those kings were pure. Temples are only built to those pure kings. Impure ones go and bow their heads in front of them, their idols, but they don't know who they were or why they bow their heads to them. The Somnath temple was built. Now they perform worship there. But how can they worship a point? How would a temple be built to a point? These are very deep matters. After all, these matters are not in the Gita, etc. Only the one, the master himself, can explain them. You now know how a part is fixed in each one of such tiny souls. Souls are imperishable, and their parts are also eternal. It is a wonder. This whole drama is predestined. They also say, what is already created is being created. What is fixed in the drama will definitely happen. There is nothing to worry about. You children now have to promise yourselves that no matter what happens, you will not shed tears. So-and-so died, that soul departed and adopted another body. In that case, what need is there to cry? After all, he cannot come back. If you shed tears, you fail. Therefore, Baba says, promise yourselves that you will never cry. You were concerned about meeting the Father who resides in Brahm, the land beyond. You have found him. What else do you need? The Father says, just remember me, the Father. I only come once to establish this kingdom. There is no question of fighting, etc. in this. In the Gita, it is shown that a war took place and that only the Pandavas were saved. They took a dog with them onto the mountains and disappeared. They became victorious and then died. That aspect just doesn't mean anything. Those are all tall stories. That is called the path of devotion. The father says, you children should have disinterest in that. There is dislike for old things. Dislike is a bitter word. The word disinterest is sweet. When this knowledge is received, there is disinterest in devotion. The fruition of this knowledge is then received for 21 births in the golden and silver ages. There is no longer any need for this knowledge. Later, when you go onto the path of sin, you come down the ladder. It is now the end. The Father says, you children should now have disinterest in this old world. You have now become Brahmins from Shudras. Then you same ones will become deities. What would other human beings know of these things? Although they make pictures of the variety form image, there is neither the topknot nor Shiva there. They just say, deities, warriors, merchants and Shudras. That's all. They know nothing about who changes them from Shudras into deities, or how. The Father says, when you were deities, you were so wealthy. Then where did all that money go? We squandered the money whilst continuing to bow our heads, and we became bald by rubbing our heads on the floor. It is a matter of yesterday. I made you like that and then departed. Now look at what you have become. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And you spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Don't spoil the atmosphere with any form of gossip about others. Sit in solitude. Be a true lover and remember your beloved. 2. Promise yourself, I will never cry, I will never shed tears. Only keep the company of those who are serviceable and are seated in the Father's heart. Keep your register good. Blessing. May you become a world benefactor and serve with the powerful attitude of your mind. In order to show the right path to desperate souls of the world, be a lighthouse and a mighthouse, exactly like the Father. Have the aim of definitely giving something or other to each soul. Whether you give liberation or liberation in life, be a great donor and a bestower of blessings for all. At present you serve your own places, but now, while in one place, serve the world by sending the power of your mind and vibrations into the atmosphere. Create such a powerful attitude that atmosphere is created. You will then be said to be a world benefactor. Slogan. Do the exercise of becoming bodiless and observing the diet of no waste thoughts and make yourself healthy. Aviat signal. Adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Let there now be something new in your lectures. You have given many lectures on world peace. But now prove what the power of this spiritual knowledge is and who its source is. Prove this truth through good manners. Let people now understand that God's task is taking place. People say that the women are doing very good work. According to the time, this field had to be prepared. However, just as it is said, Father shows Son, in the same way, When Son shows Father, the flag of revelation will be hoisted. Om Shanti.